Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending April 17th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaica wants help from International Monetary Fund. Jamaica is seeking financial aid from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to help address the coronavirus pandemic. According to Dr. Nigel Clark, Jamaica's Minister of Finance, the government has asked for access to the agency's Rapid Financing Instrument, or RFI. This provides financial support to members of the IMF without requiring a full-fledged IMF program with reviews and specific conditions. Holner says Jamaica will not use antiviral drug from Cuba. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that the country will not use the antiviral drug interferon alpha-2b from Cuba to treat COVID-19. The action was taken at the same time that the United States blocked test kits for coronavirus destined for Jamaica. While the Cuban drug has been shown to be effective against coronavirus, the chief medical officer, Dr. Jacqueline Visasor McKenzie, has advised against it. This week's Caribbean news: medical professionals from Cuba sent to 4 countries in Caribbean. The government of Cuba has dispatched health professionals to 4 Caribbean countries to provide help in battling COVID-19. Cuban medical workers are being sent to Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, Belize, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The physicians and nurses sent to these islands have experience in addressing critical health situations. Over the past several weeks, Cuba has sent its health professionals to numerous countries around the world to provide aid in handling the coronavirus pandemic. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Ambassador Audrey Marks offers advice to Jamaicans overseas. Audrey Marks, Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, is providing advice to Jamaicans living overseas. She has established an emergency contact center featuring a team of some 15 members who are working to provide exit paths for Jamaicans with temporary status. This week's business news: Jamaica prepares to be key player in post-COVID-19 tourism revival. According to Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, the country will have an important role to play on the global tourism scene once the coronavirus pandemic is over. Jamaica is not only working to secure its own tourism sector, but also seeking ways to help other countries in the Caribbean and in other destinations around the world to recover as well. Jamaica will use its Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center in Kingston to address the potential rebounding of the tourism sector. This week's arts and entertainment news: Gil Bailey recognized for his pioneering achievements. Gil Bailey, a pioneer in reggae radio broadcasting, has died in New York. Known as Godfather, Bailey had thousands of fans who tuned in to his broadcasts. Soon after his passing, his grandson, Forks, revealed he had died of COVID-19 and that his death had a major impact on the family. Bailey, originally from Jamaica, had a 50-year career on radio in New York City, where he earned the title Godfather of Caribbean Radio. This week's sports news: Sam Clayton Jr., member of 1988 Jamaican bobsled team, succumbs to coronavirus. A member of Jamaica's original Olympic bobsledding team, Sam Clayton Jr., passed away in March 2020 from COVID-19. He had achieved fame in the reggae music industry as a producer, but became known worldwide when he joined Jamaica's iconic 1988 bobsled team that competed in the Winter Olympics. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at tonitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.